With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Vice President Harris is facing more criticism for avoiding the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's not only Donald Trump who's complaining that Kamala Harris has yet to give a sit-down interview or hold a news conference since moving to the top of the Democratic ticket. The Washington Post editorial board says it's a political necessity for the vice president to answer questions from the press. It goes on to say that the media and public have legitimate questions and she should face them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow to eliminate Hamas is not going over well with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. Correspondent Julia Frankel reports Netanyahu will not likely fire Gallant anytime soon.
Gallant throughout the war has been seen as kind of a voice of moderation in the government, and it's possible that firing him would not necessarily play well with the majority of Israelis, especially since Netanyahu is already being criticized in the Israeli mainstream for catering to further right politicians in his cabinet.
The U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. The State Department made the announcement today. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico. National Hurricane Center specialist Andrew Hagan says Ernesto is not expected to become a hurricane when it makes landfall, but it will bring overwhelming rain.
It is expected to strengthen a little bit before it reaches the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico area. The most significant impact for the people on those islands is going to be heavy rain and flooding, which could cause some mudslides on those islands.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points, the Nasdaq rose 407. This is SRN News. A new study of churchgoers.
The American Bible Society has been asking people what positive experiences make them more likely to participate in the life of their congregation. Number one on the list is a feeling of community and belonging. When people feel that, they're more likely to volunteer and become involved in what the church is doing. On the other side of the coin, feelings of exclusion or the presence of cliques in the congregation reduces participation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal activists are complaining that the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, has voted to limit where homeless people can camp in public places. In fact, the city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, with nearly 140 beds. But homeless activists complain with the mission's rules, which include a ban on alcohol and drugs and daily attendance and worship services. Grants Pass officials say plans are in the works for a pair of city-run shelters. This is SRN News. An Arlington, Virginia family whose son made the ultimate sacrifice for his V-22 Osprey crew will be honored with the Navy and Marine Corps' highest non-combat honors. We hear more from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
Attorney Werner Tomanek, who represents the 19-year-old Austrian man considered the main suspect in the case, tells the Austria press agency he has yet to access the case files, but he calls the attack plans pure fantasies. Tomanek acknowledges his client appears to have mental problems and made an online pledge of loyalty to the Islamic State group, but deleted it. Tomanek says officials are exaggerating the case to get new surveillance powers. Austrian authorities say the man, who is not named in accordance with privacy laws, confessed to planning an attack at Swift's concert in Vienna last week.
That obviously was not the Osprey story. More details at SRNnews.com.